On this edition of Updates from the Post, Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with 1st Congressional District hopeful Callie Barnett. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications. This is the Post Podcast.
We're here today with Callie Barnett, who is running for the 1st Congressional District seat. And I was wondering, Kelly, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm born and raised from Garden City, Kansas, and I'm a 3rd-generation farmer's daughter. A lot of my family are wheat farmers, and I have been a music teacher for the last 12 years. I'm also the author of the children's book, Fred the Bee. I wrote it after being stung by a bee. And as you said, I'm a congressional candidate, and I'm so excited to be here.
You have a farming background, and I was wondering what you are thinking about the current trade wars that we're seeing with our nation, especially with China.
Certainly. It is extremely challenging what is happening. I know it's felt right here in Western Kansas. I know it's felt beyond throughout the United States. And frankly, it's just, it's a really challenging situation that we are in. I've worked really hard, especially in the last few weeks. I've met with several professors. This afternoon, I'm meeting with the ag professor here at Fort Hays State University and working very hard to learn from the experts about ag policy and ways that we can really have a positive movement for our farmers and support for the future. I know the tariffs are extremely difficult.
You're a teacher. Are you currently teaching, or are you taking a break from that?
I am taking a break on it. I've closed the chapter. Running for Congress is a full-time job, and I take it very seriously.
What are your thoughts on Betsy DeVos and the current administration's education policy?
To be honest, it's really challenging as a teacher to have someone like Betsy DeVos in a leadership position. And it's one of the biggest reasons why I am running. For 12 years, I've been a music teacher. I worked during the Brownback tax experiment. Mostly of my career was in Wichita. And I know every single year I've had to fight for my position. I have worked in a charter school, which is something that Betsy DeVos really pushes and is very excited for. I know as a public school teacher and somebody who's experienced teaching in lots of different situations, that there's really no perfect situation, but we need to support our public schools and we need to support our education system. And we need to make sure that we send people to Washington that are able to do that.
On your website, you mentioned healthcare is another reason why you're running for the House seat. What do you think the United States should do going forward to address healthcare?
Well, I think that healthcare for me is really it's a combined issue. It is healthcare for me is really taking care of our mind, our body, and our soul. We need to make sure that we are supporting our mental health care facilities, making sure that our insurances provide options for people who want to receive different types of services. We need to make sure that our insurance system is supporting all people, people who have pre-existing conditions, people who have emergencies that need they need health care, and we need to make sure that our health care facilities stay open, especially here in Western Kansas. We cannot allow our hospitals and our clinics to not be funded and be closed. So as a whole in the United States, we need to make sure that we are not taking away from the plans that we have and taking away health care that's already in place that Americans desperately need in their daily lives. We need to make sure that our plan moving forward includes all Americans and not just the top 1%.
Are you in favor of continuation of Obamacare? Do you support Medicare for all? What would your healthcare plan look like?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's really interesting. Even when I listen to the presidential debates, I think that a lot of the candidates have some really fantastic ideas. I know I'm doing a lot of listening here in especially Western Kansas with what people need in their insurance. I know even some of my close family members use Obamacare, as we would like to call it, and it is not something that we can end today. I do think that we can put things in place for the future that would you know, be much more sustainable for working families, much more affordable and things like that. And, you know, right now I'm doing a lot of listening and making sure that when I do put policies in place and when I am in the House of Representatives, that I really know what the best policy would be for us.
What is your position on immigration? I know that Garden City has a large immigrant population. What is your experience with that? And what do you think the nation needs to do going forward?
Well, let's see, where do I start? I think that growing up in Garden City, being in such a rich area with so many different cultures, I can't imagine growing up in a situation where we didn't have that. I just love it. The music, the food, the cultures, the families are something that is a part of me and our culture. And for me, immigration, the number one thing that we need to do right now is love our neighbors. We need to make sure that we are being inclusive and not exclusive. And we're hearing a lot of messages that are making people scared. There's a lot of things happening in the United States that are making people scared to be in public. And it's really about embracing the people that we have, embracing the cultures that we have, and making sure with immigration policy, of course, that we're keeping the United States safe. But it's really making sure that we're taking care of the people that are here.
What are your positions on foreign policy? I know that we've had some strained relationships with Iran, Russia, China, and South Korea. Do you have any experience in foreign policy, and where do you think our country needs to go?
Well, I think that we need to continue to have administration that is secure and has people that are experts and they know how to handle these decisions rationally. I know even on the drive here, I was listening to some different radio talks and listening to Pompeo and some interviews that are happening today, and some of the administration has had some people that left the administration today. It's really important with our foreign policies that, we have experts and people who are doing things for the right reasons. I know even over the weekend, I had a long phone call with someone that's an expert in foreign policy, currently living overseas and has lived in Washington as well. And it's something that I take very seriously and look forward to learning and supporting a lot more.
Kelly, is there anything else that you would like to add about yourself or your campaign?
Oh, sure. I think it is extremely exciting what we're doing with our campaign. I'm actually the first Democratic woman who has ever filed in the First District of Kansas. So we're already, in a lot of ways, changing the way our Kansas history is written. The first Congresswoman from Kansas was elected in 1832. Her name was Catherine, and she actually was from Western Kansas. It was the 6th district at the time. And when she was elected, it was kind of along this same climate that we're in right now. A lot of people are frustrated. Our farmers are frustrated. People are frustrated with the economy and the trade wars that are happening. And there was a lot of that happening in 1832, and there's a lot of that happening now. And so it's extremely exciting for me to be in a place with this campaign to feel like, as a country, we're empowering more women to have a really strong voice. And that's what I want to do. As a representative, I want to be a voice for our community. I want to work really hard to build policy and support policy in Washington. So all of us here in Kansas and across the United States, including teachers and farmers and everyday working members of society like you and me, that we're going to have a better future.